So apologies for fading out the previous programme, of sounding out. But due to technical difficulties, that programme had to start late. Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the internet. With me, William English. And this week's guest, DJ Hybridist, who has brought in a selection of germane tracks for Valentine's Day to play against the backdrop of rising water and raising funds in advance of her forthcoming occasional slot, a programme within a programme, Joy and Pain. Wavelength repeats on Sunday at 9 a.m. when it will no longer be Valentine's Day, but no matter. Backdrop one is the highly romantic sound of water against canvas, namely rain lashing against the raised roof of a 1964 Volkswagen campervan, which was parked overlooking Chesil Beach in Dorset, providing shelter from the storm. A time capsule shared by DJ Hybridist and myself on numerous occasions. Backdrop two is the familiar sound of fundraising, which resembles the heavy breathing of an insatiable animal. Good afternoon, DJ Hybridist, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, we have I say that again. I hadn't turned up your mic. Good afternoon, DJ Hybridist.
Good afternoon, William.
Thank you
for inviting me.
That's all right. Thank you. That's much better. And in the background, you can hear the sound of drizzle against canvas, which might be a familiar sound to you.
It certainly is a familiar sound, yes. And my legs are still drenched from earlier on today.
Indeed.
My shoes as well.
Right, yes. Coming over Southwark Bridge, we were drenched by a lorry going through a puddle. The rain is lashing down even as we speak. And the annual fundraiser is now in full swing, running from 10th to the 16th of February. With a series of live events, an online auction and special broadcasts. Join us in our efforts to raise funds. We need to secure £50,000 in order to bolster our next funding application to Arts Council England. To this end, Resonance programme makers and legions of friends have organised a variety of entertainments with all proceeds going to Resonance 104.4 FM. With your help, we can keep our unique and exceptional broadcast service on air and free of nauseating advertisements for unwanted consumer products. Check the website www.resonancefm.com for news and how to contribute. All this week, Resonance 104.4 FM will be holding a live auction to raise funds. Items include special artworks, rare audio, bizarre instruments and amazing events. For a list of current auction items, go to the website, that is www.resonancefm.com. Click on the I Love Resonance FM auction spreadsheet link. And to place a bid, you simply put the item number, for example, B6, in the subject line of an email, state the sum you wish to pay and email us auction@resonancefm.com. Please include your full name and a contact phone number. Bidding closes at midnight, Sunday the 16th of February. So apart from the ongoing auction, which continues throughout the weekend, there are two events still to come, two fundraising events. We've got the Bermuda Triangle Lovely Audio Visual Extravaganza. That is on Saturday, the 15th of February, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., £5, the Roxy, 128 Borough High Street. That features a whole bunch of people. The Bermuda Triangle test engineers, Greta Pistachechi, or Ketchy, or something. James Alex Hardy. Chips for the Poor, DJs Art Terry and Dave Ball with visuals by Stephen Ball, Gilbert, Wire, Ball, Soft Cell, numerous resonance luminaries. The MC is the man from the Bermuda Triangle. So that's the 15th of February, Saturday, the Roxy. Then, God, the rain is lashing down now. Sunday, the 16th of February. Also at the Roxy. This sounds fascinating. The previous item was also fascinating, but this is at 4 o'clock, the Roxy, high tea with Max and Stacey. So you can join Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert of The Truth About Markets for an intimate face-to-face high finance Q&A. So that's £15 to get in. Well worth it for the financial advice, I'm sure. So that's 4 p.m. Sunday, also at the Roxy. Tickets available from We Got Tickets. Okay, enough fundraising for now. We can return to the list of items on the auction list a bit later on. But now let's turn to DJ, well, no, let's do an introductory record before we, an appropriate record before we get into DJ Hybridist's set.
Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Today is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Indeed. Today is Valentine's Day.
It is indeed, yes. Do you know anything about Valentine? Where it came from? St. Valentine?
Nothing at all. I wish you hadn't asked me that. Let's get straight onto your set.
Okay.
So that, of course, was My Funny Valentine by Rodgers and Hart, a track which has been covered many, many times by numerous people, including
yep.
Ella Fitzgerald,
uh-huh.
The rather drawling Chet Baker, which I'm happy to resist.
Yep.
But your set, perhaps you can tell me a little bit about the theme of your set today.
Well, the theme, from the point of view of some listeners, could be described as hysteria. For instance, the first track is very, very different to the very cool Frank Sinatra in that it's Bod Skaggs, and he actually sounds delirious with joy to me.
Right.
And that's an element that I very much appreciate in music. So that's the first one.
Yeah. Well, this is a duet, isn't it?
It's a duet. Unfortunately, on the sleeve notes for the album, which you've got over there, I think it's called.
The album is called Fade Into Light.
Right, Fade Into Light, and the track we're going to hear is called Some Things Happen.
Right.
And the person singing with Bod Skaggs is, unfortunately for me anyway, on the sleeve notes, described as sort of supporting vocals, whereas I think she's very much part and parcel of this track, and the track wouldn't be anything like as good as it is without her.
Right.
And her name is Lisa Frazier, and I can't tell you anything more about her.
No, I looked her up on YouTube. There is a rather odd sort of video. The only thing I could find is it Lisa Frazier, isn't it?
Yeah.
The only thing I could find was a clip of Heart of Gold. She does a version of Neil Young's Heart of Gold whilst driving a Mercedes open top car backwards along a motorway, and she's driving with one hand on the wheel whilst looking over her shoulder. And she drives backwards into a garage, fills up with petrol, and then drives on again whilst singing Heart of Gold.
Yes, it sounds as if the industry doesn't quite know what to do with her.
Yes.
So I hope she doesn't remain in this novelty division.
Right.
Because she's got an incredible voice, as we will.
Indeed. So shall we play? Let's play that. This is Bod Skaggs then, and Lisa Frazier.
Frazier, yeah.
Let some things happen on the own. You better leave them alone. 'Cause when they happen, naturally, it's like standing in the rain. You're gonna get wet. It's gonna get all over you. So when it just take it as it comes. It was a great year for the fall, and it happened like that. With no direction there or here, didn't matter much at all. Bells didn't ring,
bells don't ring, no.
There was nothing calling me on
anything.
Yet I was kind of grooving like that.
Ain't nothing cold enough.
Until it hit me like a shot. You're part of everything I've got. Felt the sun coming through, and it happened to be you. Had to look away to see that you happened to be happening to me. It's that sensation when you're falling and you stop in time. And in that moment, you were here. Just a matter of fact, and it's gonna get wet.
Gonna get wet.
Gonna get all over you.
Gonna get all over you.
Sometimes it happens like that. From. You just take it as it comes out. There's a sign coming through, and it happened to be you. you happen to be happening, babe.
Okay, I'm just bringing up the sound of rain again. It's rather gone rather subtle now. These, it just sounds like drizzle, but you can just about hear the flapping of canvas. Now the rain starts again.
Yes.
And of course that track did have reference to rain, didn't it?
Well, two of the metaphors were rain and sunshine.
Right.
So I think actually Lisa Frazier is warning him that, you know, it won't always be sunshine.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think she's the warning voice.
Right. Is this... Yes, OK. Well, it is Valentine's Day. Let's try. We want to try and keep it up, don't we? We don't want to look on the doomy side of things.
No, we don't. No. And he is so ecstatically happy that we should let him have it.
Is he? Do you think so? Is that the story? You think he sounds happy and she's kind of... she's sort of trying to put him off or something?
I think she's just advising caution.
Oh, right.
Maybe.
Okay. Hmm.
She does sound a note of caution, don't you think?
It's a great voice, it has to be said.
She's sensational.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any single albums by her or anything. Can you remember anything about Boz Scaggs? We did sort of look him up.
Well, only that I looked him up yesterday. His real name is William Boyce Scaggs.
Uh-huh.
The Boyce part is abbreviated to Boz. His father was apparently a travelling salesman. He's rather disparagingly... or maybe accurately for some people, described as blue-eyed soul.
Okay.
That's the genre that he is. But I think there's a lot going on there, you know.
Mm.
It's not for everyone, obviously, but...
But who did he start with?
I think apparently also he was a singer with the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, right.
Going back into the Mystic time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he must have done all sorts of other things, but I just happened to hear this...
Yes.
This album.
It is a particularly good track. I think it's the only track that where they duet, isn't it?
It is, strangely enough.
But it's a great combination of voices. So that's from Fade Into Light by Boz Scaggs. What's your next track, DJ Hybridist?
Well, my next track is by the Blue Nile, who are from their Glaswegian band, who didn't produce very much. I got onto them rather late in time, but I think they formed in the 80s and probably disbanded in, I don't know, relatively recently, which just leaves the lead vocalist, who is on this track that we're going to hear, which is called Soul Boy.
Okay.
The lead vocalist is called Paul Buchanan, who now acts on his own. But during their period together, the Blue Nile didn't release very many records at all, probably for over 20 years.
So this is Soul Boy, this next... Just fade down the rain for a minute.
Let me be your soul, boy. for so long. And I just wanna be loved by you. And when I'm really loved by you, I'll be a soul boy. Let me be your soul. Be the one. There's been no one like you, trusted and true for so long. And I just wanna be loved by you. And when I'm really loved,
my recording of Lashing Rain, which seems to have gone into bird song, so that must have been after. I think that was in Suffolk, also in a camper van. Highly romantic enclave.
Well, nice and cosy.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So that was the Blue Nile.
Yeah.
From a CD called High.
Yes.
And that was Soul Boy, which is a bit of their... Is that sort of fair to say it's one of their signature tunes? Is that they're kind of known for that? I think we saw them at the Barbican, didn't we? And I seem to remember that a big cheer went up when they did that number.
Yes, I can imagine a lot of people liking it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is that Blue-Eyed Soul as well? Or?
Well, unfortunately, I suppose it is. They are Anglo-Saxon, yeah.
Right. Okay. And what have we got next then?
Well, next we have Laura Nyro with La Belle. Laura Nyro was, I think, just an incredible singer, songwriter, and pianist who wrote some really crazy songs. We're not going to hear one of her songs today.
Right.
We're going to hear a song that was written by Smokey Robinson. And then the Beatles also recorded it. It's called Really Got a Hold on Me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a quintessential... I suppose it's a classic now, a classic song that started out as very much a pop song.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with pop songs.
No, no.
So this isn't necessarily typical of her, except the voice and so on, the way she uses her voice and the way that she is with La Belle. Once again, for me, it's a very harmonious partnership. And she was also very interested in doo-wop, as were La Belle, who were an American, I don't know if they still exist, but were an American trio.
Yeah, yeah. So this is quite. This is from "Gonna Take a Miracle," CD by Laura Nyro and La Belle.
Yes.
And so this track is "You've Really Got a Hold on Me." Was it written by Smokey Robinson?
It's written by Smokey Robinson. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, should we just play that?
Yep.
Oh!
Okay, you're listening to Wavelength with guest DJ, DJ Hybridist, who's playing a selection of Valentine's Day songs, are they, sort of?
Yes, various forms of love, yes.
Tenuously connected to hysteria.
Well, that just seems to be my taste.
And we've got in the studio at the moment, there's somebody wandering around sticking posters all over the walls who we're trying desperately to sort of ignore, because there's this word fundraising is sort of plastered right, left and centre. As I look at Chris Weaver's head, I can see the word fundraising written four times behind his head. Big hints for me to promote the auction. So you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM on Fundraising Week on Resonance. If you want to bid on the auction items, go to www.resonancefm.com. Perhaps I could ask DJ Hybridist just to read out a couple of items from the auction list.
Okay. Right. A1 is something called Moon Scratch and Sniff by We Colonize the Moon. The description is, this image is imprinted with the smell of the moon.
The smell?
Oh, the smell of the moon.
It might as well be the smell. The smell of the moon, yes.
As described by Apollo 6 astronaut Charles Duke and designed as a scent. Oh, God.
It should sound enthusiastic. It's a scent. That's a Valentine's Day present. That's
yes,
quite good.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
You want to smell of the moon.
Yes. What does the moon smell like?
Fly me to the moon.
Yes, you have to bid for it to find out what the moon smells like.
Right.
Yes. Well, anyway, it goes on a bit, but that's...
Okay. What's the starting bid on that?
£30. Sounds like a snip.
Yes, and then there's a sort of arrow. There's something relates to it. If you kind of follow the arrow.
Manifesto for a Republic of the Moon, accompanying book for the Republic of the Moon exhibition. Crikey!
Yeah.
Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating, and it's got all sorts of artists involved, far too numerous to mention.
And what's the starting price of that?
The starting price for that is incredibly cheap. It's £8.
Right. That sounds good.
And
so
that's B1.
Lots of stuff for Moonies there.
Yes, that was B1.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you very much. What was that? What did we just hear? Laura Nyro.
Yes, and LaBelle.
Gonna Take a Miracle.
Yeah.
And what's next?
Next we have the Elgins, who apparently were signed to Tamla Motown, and I think this was their only hit. It's called Heaven Must Have Sent You, which is probably what a lot of people are thinking today. And it's got that distinctive northern beat.
We have to apologise for the slightly substandard recording here. This is on a cassette. But still, in fact, it's pretty ropey. I'm not sure if we can sustain this one. I'll turn up. Perhaps we could talk over this one, because since it's such a substandard recording, you were telling me earlier about the backbeat.
Well, I think that's the part of it that I like the most, rather than the actual voices, strangely enough. I mean,
right.
I chose it largely because of the title, Heaven Must Have Sent You.
Yeah.
But yes, it's the rhythm section. I don't know if this was the the house band for Tamla Motown were called the Funk Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And it seems that, you know, without their particular sound,
yeah,
then obviously none of those records would have sounded the way that they did. They were absolutely essential, crucial,
right. Yeah, yeah.
For that Tamla sound. Mm. But this stomping,
yeah,
sort of,
yeah,
thing that you can hear driving it in,
yeah,
the background,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
is the thing that lots of people who like northern music like.
So Northern Soul.
It's
so
Northern,
was this revived as a Northern Soul sort of track, as it were?
They're, I pretty, think it's probably, pretty, there are various incarnations of Northern Soul, you know, starting from the earliest times to probably still going on. I think people still have Northern Soul nights.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine, you know, this will fall in and out of favour, like, as all music does. I,
yeah,
don't know if it's still,
mm,
one of those. I mean, there is a list, there is a book, you know, like the 100.
Yeah.
Most popular, most sought after, whatever it is, most expensive,
yeah,
Northern Soul records.
Does this rank up there, then? Is this,
well,
one of those?
I didn't do my research on this before,
no, no,
I came out, but
I
imagine it holds its own. It's unfortunate,
yeah,
that, as you say, it's
they're
a
pretty
bit,
obscure group.
It sounds
the
very
Elgins,
muddy.
The
well,
Elgins,
they probably didn't do anything else, but that's,
no,
the whole thing about Northern Soul, yeah, is very often the music is obscure to,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
sort of mainstream. That
some
was
crack
the point.
Yes. Indeed. So that was recorded from the radio some
it
time
was,
ago.
Yes. Well, well, just about 8-10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, it's a very bad recording, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm afraid, yes,
yes.
I'm afraid we have to, yeah, probably not quite up to broadcast standard, as
no,
they say.
No, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I'll have to sort of take steps to find a better version of it.
Right. But the track that we hear next is,
yeah,
is a good recording, and it's,
sure,
a very different feeling altogether.
Right. Oh, yeah, OK.
It's a very different feeling, and we hope that this won't happen to anyone tonight because it's a rather sombre song.
Right.
But it has its own great beauty, as expressed in the incredible voice of June Tabor, singing with John Jones from the Oyster Band.
OK. Should we just take it, that one away? We'll just go with that one. Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is the bedroom so cold? You turn away on your side. Is my timing that flawed? Has respect run so dry? Yet there's still a recipe that we've kept through our lives. And love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart. You cry out in your sleep, all my failings exposed. There's a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Just that something's so good just don't function no more. And love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love,
love,
love will tear us apart again. Love,
love,
love will tear us apart.
Yeah, so that's June Tabor and the Oyster Band from a CD called Ragged Kingdom. And that was Love Will Tear Us Apart, which was originally done by Joy Division.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And that's a sad song, isn't it?
Yes, it probably shouldn't really be in here, but I do love her voice. And it isn't often possible for me to get the right opportunity to listen to her music, because although I love her voice, she is described as an English folk singer, and I'm not always keen on the material, but I like that because...
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful,
they make
great track.
An incredible rendition of that.
And it's a duet again, of course, isn't it?
And it's a duet, yes, and they... but they each keep their parts, don't they? It's as if they're singing their own songs.
Yeah.
They're each singing their own version of what that might mean.
Yes.
They're not harmonising in quite the same way. They are harmonising, obviously, but...
Well, I suppose good duets... they don't overwhelm each other. I mean, it's a sort of give and take, isn't it? Like the Everly Brothers at their best is a sort of and so on.
Mm.
And also the first one, the Boz Scaggs and Lisa Frazier.
Yeah.
So what have we got coming up next?
Next we've got a singer called Joan Osborne, who I encountered only as a result of seeing a film that was made called Standing in the Shadows of Motown, which is basically about the house band that I mentioned before, who were called the Funk Brothers. And it was really a celebration of the Funk Brothers and their contribution to that astonishing period of American music that affected so many people's lives and continues. And one of the beauties of this DVD is hearing the songs being brought up to date, really, and sounding almost like classics, classic songs that can be reinterpreted. And Joan Osborne is just she sings two songs on this album. The one we're going to hear now is Love Is Like a Heat Wave. I don't know who wrote it, but obviously it was from the Motown stable, so I don't know if it would be Lamont Dozier, whoever it would be, but it was sung at the time by Martha and the Vandellas, who's I think actually now when that's referred to as Martha and the Vandellas, there's always this reference to Chicago riots and things, because there was a heat wave, being hosed and so on. So they sing it in an incredibly racy, up-tempo. Joan Osborne minds it in a different way, but she has got the most incredible voice, and she goes into every avenue of this song.
And she does, the other track that she does is What Becomes of the Broken Hearted,
which
is a great version, isn't it?
It is astonishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's Joan Osborne.
Yes, I can't tell you too much about her, but
no.
I hadn't heard of her before.
And that's from a movie called, what was it called?
It's called Standing in the Shadow of Motown.
Right, which is basically about the Funk Brothers, Motown...
The house band
from Motown.
I think it was called Soul City, you know, that Hillsville, USA, you know, that
right,
image,
right,
the
right.
building that we always see whenever there's on TV about that period of... music in Detroit and so on.
Sure.
And really, the filmmaker just wanted to pay tribute, really, to that sound.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's much less frenetic in that track than it was with those, you know, the Martha Reeves and so on.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So the next, your next track, your next choice is...
Yes, my next one is Paul Buchanan, who we heard earlier on doing Soul Boy with Blue Nile, but this is him fairly recently, probably it's the CD is called...
Yeah, it's called, is it Midair? I don't know. Where's the cover?
Well, the track is called Midair.
Right. The CD is also called Midair.
Okay, so now he's on his own.
Yeah.
And he, in stark contrast to Joan Osborne, has a very wistful and gentle, breathy, almost not their voice altogether, to sing a song of incredible intensity.
The buttons on your collar, the colour of your hair, I think I see.
So that's Paul Buchanan on his own. We played a track earlier from his band, the Blue Nile, which no longer exists, the Blue Nile, we think?
I don't think they do.
No.
Although, you know, maybe they'll come together.
Yeah.
As I said before, they had such a, you know, their output was always very slight, so maybe
I think, did they produce about four albums or something? But
you
had to sort of wait almost sort of like 5 years for each one, didn't you? Because they were sort of perfectionists, I think.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, to produce this once in a...
Yes, you know, it's very distilled. It feels very distilled,
right.
Doesn't it?
From
lots of thinking and various recordings
Yes.
and so on.
Well, so we're listening to the choices of DJ Hybridist on this Valentine's Day. Certainly a very different sort of choice of music to the things that I play, sort of my sort of screeching sound poets and experimental stuff. So hopefully in future you will be able to contribute a regular slot under the joy and pain heading.
Well, yes, that would be. I'd enjoy that, yeah.
Good. And Joy and Pain, of course, is from a Frankie Beverly track, isn't it?
Yes, I do have, hopefully it's not quite so muffly as the Elgins, but I do have an incredible live recording of Frankie Beverly and Mays singing Joy and Pain, and he rouses the crowd to such a degree that they're doing that thing
right.
of everybody screaming joy and pain
really?
At
okay.
the end, sort of call and response, but
right.
not in a secular setting,
yeah, yeah.
obviously,
right.
But an incredibly charismatic singer.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that.
So that's where the title
We'll have
comes
to try and
from,
seek
yeah.
out the a good recording of
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes.
And so, for the final choice of yours today is what?
Well, it's something that will be familiar to people, but I'm just hoping that the context will make it sound different. It's Chaka Khan. Ain't Nobody, and there is nobody who sings or does what she does in the way that she does it. And she, like Bob Skaggs to begin with, he sounded delirious, she sounds utterly ecstatic, and that's what we hope for everybody will be feeling tonight.
Ain't nobody.
Okay, well, thank you very much to DJ Hybridis for coming in with her selection of romantic, passionate, soulful tracks for this Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
We've just got a little bit of time left. Just to quickly recap about the fundraising. The annual fundraiser is now in full swing from the 10th to 16th. We've got this auction. Bidding closes at midnight Sunday the 16th. All sorts of odd items are available to bid on. We've got a stress analysis session with stress scan and stress reduction advice for £5. Lunch at the Oxford and Cambridge Club with Dr. Chris Jones, Managing Director and Head of Alternatives at B Finance, and a chance to learn everything you ever wanted to know about hedge funds. £25 for that. And in a similar vein, lunch at the English Speaking Union and free consultancy on a subject of your choice with Polymath, hedge fund expert and raconteur Ian Morley, chairman of Wentworth Hall. Bidding on that starts at £50. So there's two highly practical prizes to bid for. You might have come out of either of those with a desire to become a hedge fund dealer or something. Okay, what else? Dinner for two at the Wright Brothers Seafood Restaurant at Spitalfields, £25. A serious seafood restaurant, says Jay Rayner. What else? There's two absolute, what seem like bargains to me, and which I might have to scoop up if nobody else does. And they are two Christian Marclay items. A 12-inch signed record by Christian Marclay. And another one, which is a 2002 LP sealed and signed by Christian Marclay also. These must be quite rare editions.